So after getting married is when I first started experiencing the headaches, and they were quite severe. And I didn't understand them because I had never had anything like that before in my life.
Brittany Maynard is 29 and likes to travel. On the video, you see a vibrant, active woman. She is dying of brain cancer. Maynard says she first got her diagnosis last New Year's Day, the day she returned from her honeymoon.
I was told I had a grade 2 astrocytoma. And was told anywhere from 3, maybe 5, up to 10 years to live. I have to tell you, when you're 29 years old, being told you have that kind of timeline still feels like you're being told you're going to die tomorrow.
Maynard's tumor got progressively worse. The doctor shortened her time to 6 months. She knew her last days might get extremely painful. Seizures and paralysis were also likely. So she and her new husband took a drastic step. They moved to Oregon from California to take advantage of that state's Death with Dignity Act. On November 1st, Maynard tentatively plans to die. For the past 17 years, the law has allowed terminally ill residents to voluntarily take their own lives by lethal prescription. Patients must make several requests, observe a waiting period, and be approved by two separate doctors. Only 4 other states have similar laws on the books.
Every year we're in this fight, we become stronger.
That's Tim Appleton. He's the Connecticut coordinator for Compassion and Choices. It's a national campaign to pass what he calls aid in dying laws. Appleton says interest in the state has exploded in the last 2 years. He says there's now 7,000 people on their mailing list.
Our momentum builds. We have supporters in every single House district in the state of Connecticut and every single Senate district in the state of Connecticut.
And it will be up to lawmakers to change the law. In Connecticut, it's not possible to enact laws by voter referendum. The courts have also stayed out of it. But the bill hasn't gone anywhere in the last 2 years. Appleton says he thinks Brittany Maynard's story will change that.
It's not about death and dying. It's about choice and respect. People that are terminally ill and mentally competent that want this choice want that choice to be respected. And that's where the power of the Brittany Maynard video exists. You cannot watch that and not be moved.
Maynard's video now has over 8.5 million views. In March, a Quinnipiac poll showed residents favored an aid in dying law, nearly 2-1. But there are opponents. Kathy Ludlam of Manchester is an advocate for people with disabilities. She's active with a group called Second Thoughts Connecticut. They oppose assisted suicide.
Second Thoughts Connecticut got its name because many people initially are supportive of that idea. But the more they get to know about the deeper implications of implementing something like this, support drops.
Ludlam has a genetic disease called spinal muscular atrophy. She's had it all her life. It's a debilitating disease that's paralyzed most of her muscles. A cup attached to her wheelchair catches saliva from her mouth while she speaks. Her life isn't easy, but she would never voluntarily end it.
I have had people wiping my butt, helping me shower, helping me eat, helping me breathe all of my life. And we are here to say that life is challenging sometimes, but it's worth it. And death is not the answer for this.
Ludlam is afraid that legalizing death would adversely affect the disability community. She says it might encourage healthcare providers and insurers to shift policies that encourage death because it's cheaper. Ludlam says that could open the door to discrimination. She believes there's already choice for the terminally ill. They can choose hospice, use pain medication, or reject treatment. And she's concerned about what happens after a voluntary lethal pill is prescribed.
There is no oversight after that. So how can anyone claim that there has been no problem? There is no record of problems.
But Compassion and Choices says that's true of any medication. As of January of this year, nearly 1,200 Oregon residents had gotten a prescription for the lethal pill. Only 752 people died by taking it. Most of the patients were 65 years or older, under hospice care, and had cancer. And while no reports of abuse are known, the state statute does not require follow-up. After a death, a questionnaire is sent to the physician asking for more information. Officials say they're only missing 7 surveys since the law's been in effect.
I want to point out one thing. In the second one, we said
Dozens of people gathered at the Lyme Town Hall one Sunday afternoon to hear more about the issue. The event was sponsored by Compassion and Choices. Mary Bradley of Hamden says she's all for a bill.
I don't want to suffer a long sickness, and I don't want to go through all the money. It's ridiculous. If I have a stroke and I can't move, I'm out of here. I want to have the opportunity. I fought the battle for birth control, abortion, and now I'm fighting this, death with dignity.
She says she's been calling her lawmakers and urging her friends to do the same. Opponents like Kathy Ludlam say they'll be ready to testify when the time comes. Kayomi Goetz, WSHU News.